Zog die Gemara daf lamet ches omer alaf de tapere omet. Niknor nasu nisim ledal soisov. Niknor, the when nisim, the shari niknor is right when you come in. The beginning of the Azorah, the doors by the Mizrach side. Niknor nasu nisim ledal soisov, what were the miracle that took place? The doors. Tonor rabbonam nisim nasu ledal soisov, what were the nisim? Omru ksho halach niknor lohavi dalsim Alexandria. When he went down to Alexandria in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. Alexandria shal Mitzrayim b'chazirot, when he went down to get the doors there. Because he also, upon his return, omad olav nachshol, a nachshol, nachshol zog drashi, a storm, se'ora, a tsunami, shebiyam, nachshol shebiyam, a storm in the ocean, letovoi, to drown him. So what happened? Notlu achas mehen, so the people on board, on the ship, they said it's too heavy. They took one of those big doors, two doors, took one of them overboard. Not Achman vetiluha layam. They threw it overboard. So Drashi lachokalas lesvina to make it lighter, too heavy. Va'adai lo nochayami zapoy, and the water still wasn't tamed yet. It was still the water wasn't tamed yet, and it was still hurricaning and storming. Bikshu lahatalis chaverto. So the people on board wanted to throw out the second door. Omad hu vekolcho. So he stood. And he Zogdrashi Chovka, he hugged the second door. It's me with together with the door. If you're gonna throw out the one, I'll be overboard too. Man overboard. So he figured in such a way they're not gonna throw it overboard, they're not gonna kill a person. Now the question is, would he have done it in actuality? You're not allowed to put yourself Ma'abad Atzvel Adas to go save the Niknar, the door.
He's not even gonna save the door.
He's not even gonna save the door, exactly. He'll be together with the door overboard. So he didn't. It's obvious. Pashtus, many learn that he just did this as a threat in order to prevent it from being overboard, and that's why he didn't do anything wrong. Fakert. That's why Nasal and Ness. If he did something wrong, the Ness doesn't take place. We do the wrong thing. Others say no, he did do something wrong, and that's why they didn't make it zov. At the end, we'll see in the Gemara they weren't maziv it because it was not the right thing that he did. But the Pashtus is. It was just in order to make sure that they don't throw it overboard. Omalem hitiluni imo. Throw me overboard with it if you're going to do it. Obviously, and according to this pshat, if they were going to throw it overboard, he would not go overboard. Won't be ma'abin himself. Miyad nochayom izapoy. When that happened, a nest took place. Oh, not the nest. The nest we'll see in a second. But the yom was stopped. But Lamaisi was mitzday, lost one of the doors. When he came to the port of Akoi, Zogdrashi in the Mola, Porto, Mokim Shatsvinas Nimshachas Shom Liyabosho, that's a port. He came to the port of Akoi, Hoysum Evats Vetsets Vyoitses Mitachas Doifne Asvino. That door that was thrown overboard was Mevatsa, was bubbling where Mitachas Doifne Asvino, from under the boat. It came along with the boat, it was coming along with the boat all along. That's one pshat. V'yesh, I mean, another pshat is Beryesh Shabayam Belosoy, a creature, a whale, or some type of creature in the ocean, swallowed it. V'ki Oso Liyabosho, and spit it out overboard. Spit it out when it came to dry land. V'oleo Mashloima, and this is what Shloima said in Shir HaShirim. Obviously, Shir HaShirim was before, but Oleo Mashloima Benavua, he prophesied. Koyroiz Botenu Arozim, Rihitenu Berusim. Koyroiz Botenu Arozim, Rihitenu. Rihitenu is referring to a Lashon of Dela Zagdrashi. She rots v'noyel rots upeseach. A door opens and closes. It's rots v'noyel rots upeseach. So that's Rihitenu, Lashon Rihita. Rihitenu Berusim. What does Berusim mean? Al tikre Berusim elo beris yam. It's a bris in the yam. Meaning, as if Zagdrashi, kilu korso bris zuim zu. As if there was a bris, a covenant, that they're gonna save the door. The Yesh Oimim Zagdrashi Brias Yam. According to the Yesh Oimim, it was what's it called? The Yesh Oimim Beel Shabiyam Belosai. So that's Brias Yam. The Brias Yam, this whale or this creature, is the one that swallowed it and spit it out. Lefikoch Zogdi Gemara Demar Fiozois. Kol HaShorim Shabi Mikdosh Nishtanu Liyoshal Zof. All the Shorim in the Mikdosh, when they became wealthier, Ksheheshiru, they became gold. Chutz Bishar and Nikmah, they remained copper. Because it was miracles that took place. So they wanted to remain as in its state, exactly the way it was b'shas the nes. V'yesh oimrim, the others that say, b'pnei she'nechoshton mutzheves hoiso. So it's because, the reason why it didn't make gold, because that was the nechoshes, that's mutzheves, it's a shiny nechoshes. Zok the Meshech Chochma, the Meir Simcha explains, in Shemoyis Chav Zayin, he says that if the pshat is that what he did was an iser, meaning he was ready to ma'abin ma'atzma l'das, so in Meila, it's not shaykh that a ma'isin nes took place. Ma'isin nes doesn't take place when you do the wrong thing. He says that's pshat of Yeshayim. The first pshat is saying that the reason why the loy nishtana is because shenasa by nisim. The second pshat is saying, no, it wasn't ma'isin nisim, because the ma'isa, it's when the chayshim was heves. And why was it not ma'isin nisim? Because he was ready to ma'abin ma'atzma l'das, he did the wrong thing. The first pshat is saying, no, Avadi wasn't going to do it. That's where Meir Simcha explains it to Tutsim. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov Oimer, Nechoshes Klunyos Klunisa Hoiso, it was a Nechoshes called Klunisa. Klunisa is a Gashi Mizukekes, very fine Nechoshes. 9.999, Nechoshes Mutzeves Hoiso, Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov Oimer, Nechoshes Klunisa Hoiso, Voisa Meira Kishalzov, it shines like gold. So Gashi Mizukekes, Vachain. Shame min nechoshes v nechoshes kalal. So klilisa is the kalal, is the name of that type of nechoshes that shines, and that's why it did not need to be plated, gold plated. Now the Tosfos Shonim over here asked the question: how did he go down to Mitzrayim, to Alexander Mitzrayim, to pick up doors? You're not allowed to leave to Mitzrayim, right? You're not allowed to go back there. Zok the Tosfos Shonim. Maybe say this whole occurrence took place because of the avera of going down to Mitzrayim. It wasn't an avera. That's not why this occurrence took place. It says a pasuk in the Sifri Dash, the pasuk Logu Shom. You're not allowed to go back to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. You're allowed to go back for business. You're allowed to go back for Kibush Oretz, to invade the land. So, to conquer it. So, he went back for business. It's like business, to pick up his doors. So, that wasn't the Isser. So, that's not the reason why the Yam had this occurrence of the Nachshol, of the storm. Because it's not Nasab Avera. That's what it clearly how he learns. There's no Avera. And the many of you showed him discuss if he had to go back to Mitzrayim or not. The Ritva, B'Shem Yeshayim says that the Isser is only on those exact same cities that were at the time when we were in Mitzrayim. Those cities were destroyed. So maybe that's not relevant anymore. Others say the people have to be there. It's not the same people. So it's not the Mitzrim. So there's no Issa going back. Others say because the like we have in this week's Pasha, the Masois of Bnei Yisrael. It's only not to go back. That means not to go back. Meaning on the same path that we took when we left Mitzrayim. Through the midbar, the exact same path. We don't know the exact same path, the exact same road that we traveled, so to speak. So Mela, there's no issue of going back. Going back means back on that same road. And that's Ritva B'Shem, Ebelez Mimitz. And Azay Shtei Behedi Nirei and Behedi. He says, that's only going back. We know the Rambam was in Mitzrayim. Many were in Mitzrayim. Chamavadi was in Mitzrayim before he was in Eitzol. But the point is, Rambam writes about himself that he's over every day on Issa. Right? It wasn't so posh by him that it's Mutter. Obviously,
he lived in Mitzrayim.
Right. It doesn't mean it. Maybe he meant in a b'china that he felt that. But Avada, if it was a real Issa, he wouldn't have been there. He was panosse, he was chayre, he was a doctor. But the point is that many discuss at length about the din of why it would not be relevant when someone goes back to Mitzrayim.
No question.
Yes. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu l'gnai, and these are the ones that are spoken about l'gnai in a negative way. Shel Beis, and Chofetz Chaim says that we allow us to talk l'gnai on someone that shlo yilmud mimaseyim. Maybe it's only Beis din akoponim or the Chachomim, the Tanoim in the Mishnah. But ve'elu l'gnai, sometimes you're allowed to talk. No lashon hara l'gnai on someone that's causing other people to be machshel them and that they should change their ways and amend their ways. Ve'elu l'gnai. Who are the ones that l'gnai? Because in the last Mishnah we said ve'elu l'shvach. What was the shvach? The ones that what's it called? That they made a tabla shalzov, shepash soitek suva leo, nikno nasa nisim ledal soitem maskir noise leshvach, hilni imoi nasa nivresh shalzov al pesach echol, what's it called? Yud beis dad lekiyor, ben kotin, Muchni Lakiar, the apparatus, his mother, Mumbaza Melech, Kol Yodis Akelim, Shalzov, Hilni Imoy, these were all the Shvach. Zog the Mishnah Be'elu Lignai, Shalbez Galmu, meaning they knew about the way to make the Lechem Aponim that it shouldn't be misafeshes. Be'elu Lignai, Shalbez Galmu, Lechotzel Alamad Amaisa Lechem Aponim, they didn't want to teach others how to make it. Now, the Gemara is going to say there was a cheshbon, they didn't want to teach it because they didn't want the Tzedukim to get a hold of this secret formulation, so they shouldn't use it for the base of Arizona. So it wasn't, at the end of the day, it was not so simple, it was the Gnai. We'll see in the Gemara. Ve'el Gnai, Shabbos Gomer, L'rotz Lam, Damais, Mais Lachma Ponim. Shabbos Aftinus, L'rotz Lam, Damais, Akteres. They did not want to teach about the Mais of the Akteres. Akteres had all the Samonim, and how it went up like exactly a pillar of smoke. Hugris ben Levi, Hoyedeh Perik B'Shir. He knew a Perik and Shir. Perik, just like you have a Perik in other Chochmas. A parak, a chapter. There was a chapter in Shir, how to know exactly how to sing in a way that, or use your hands in a way with sing song, but it was able to have something very unique when it came to the Shira. V'l'rotz l'amed, ben kamtza l'rotz l'amed al ma'is ha'ksav. Ma'is ha'ksav, he was able to take four fingers, put four pens in there, and be able to write Yudke Vovke b'vazachas, the Shem Hashem, b'vazachas. So that's what Rashi says, al ma'is ha'ksav, Koisha dalat kol meisim, four pens, kulmasin, bedalat es boisov, v'koisef shem ben arba oisis keachot. And he wrote the shem ben arba oisis in one shot. Now what's the milo of writing the shem ben arba oisis vasachas? I understand, lechem aponim, k'teris, what's the milo? The milo is, so the many pshatim in the mefarshim, one pshat is, so the shem of Hashem should not be chosef for 1 second. So mele, it's there the whole time. Another pshat is, that if it wouldn't be written b'vasachas, so when you write yud, and then you write hey, you're writing Shem Hashem, Yud K. And now when you write a Vov, you're being Moichik Shem Hashem. Are they be adding another Vov? Because now it's Yud K Vov. And Yud K Vov would be a problem. Yes, you write at the end, you write a hey again. But at the time, till you get to the last hey, it's only Yud K, which was changed by a Vov. Now, how do we write it? So, Vice says that's not an Issa. But at the end of the day, this was Mila, that it wouldn't be any sort of Mechikas Hashem. The Mechas Chinuch, famous Mechas Chinuch, Tovkuf Lamed Zayin, talks about this. Now the Maariv Chiya says another pshat. He says he made a form. He made a charita, a hollowed out a form in a plate, and through that form it was dama vasachas. He took the plate and he put it in there, the ink, and he was able to press it down the form. Now the Taz discusses if you're allowed to use this taka for stam, for sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzas, to use a form. It was once a whole tumul years ago over here, but the point is, that's the gay to this. If you the Taz in Reish Pei Dalet, he's Mateh B'Stam. Al Kaponim, not La Halacha, I'm not saying, but this is the discussion, if that's what it was done. B'Shem D'Biskurov, they say, the Pshat is because you have to Mechaven L'Shmo and the Shem Hashem. So to Mechaven in the Yud, before the Yud Kei Vov Kei is written, you're not being Mechaven in the Shem Hashem, because it's not the Shem Hashem yet. So Mashenga, when you do Yud Kei Vov Kei B'Vazachas, you can Mechaven B'Vazachas in the Shem Hashem. Because before you have the Shem Hashem, to mechaven the Shem Hashem, you have mechaven in something that's not here yet. So that was the Ma'ilim Vasachas. Another Kiddush is that Lemaise, it's called Derech Ksivoson. It has to be Derech Ksivoson. It can't be Shloike Sidron. So when you write, you're writing Kesidron. Maybe when you're doing it Vasachas, so is Vasachas called Kesidron? Is that called Kesidron, meaning Derech Ksivoson? You use it before the A? The Kiddush is that's called Kesidron. You don't have to worry about you press that one side goes before the other, Vasachas. But maybe Vasachas is not Derech Sivosan. Derech Sivosan means A, B, C, D, not A, B, C, D together. But that's a Chiddush also. Al Kaponim, that was the Maisa that he did. Al Rishoinim Ne'ama Zechat Zag Livrocha. About Rishoinim, it's written Zechat Zag Livrocha, meaning the previous Mishnah. Val Elu Ne'ama V'Shem Rishoim Yirkov. Now, I spoke out in the past that Rabbi Yankov Adas wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky. In this Masechta, in the Tosin, we find many times the Baal Tosin are called Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. What's up is Zatzal in this Masechta? Where do we don't find it in other Masechtas? So he said, it's because the Mishnah state in Lamed Ches, Al Elu Nemar, Zecher Tzadik, Al Rishonim Nemar, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. A Masechta was state, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, in the Tana. So then the Tosin wrote Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. And Chaim Kanievsky wrote back, Emes Lamito or something, Dvorim Amitim. He liked that pshat. It's a nice pshat. Mitamol over here, you find Zech Tzak Livroch in the Mishnais. Oh. Now, the Rishonim Nemar Zatzal and the Elu Nemar Rishem Yishorim Yirkov, so the Pashas is the previous Mishnah versus this Mishnah. Others learn that no, The Rishonim is also going on base Garam and base Aftinas because they didn't do it stam to be mar. They did it lamar kvoit shemaim. We'll see soon in the Gemara. It was a from a cheshbon they did, and it was a reason they did it. They didn't want the tzukim to get a hold of it. So what does it mean? Elul Lignai. Elul Lignai is going on base kamtza. On what? On Ben Kamtzer, I mean. Because Ben Kamtzer, there's no cheshbon in the Gemara that he didn't want to teach him Isaac Sav. The other ones, he didn't want them to get a hold of the Torahs and use it for Tztukim, and use it for Vedizorah. But on Ben Kamtzer, it doesn't say this reason. So Melech Taka going Al Elu, meaning on Elu, is Shem Elu Nemesh Shem Shem Yikov, is going only on Ben Kamtzer, Lafuk, the beginning of the Mishnah itself. That's another way of learning. Zoktim Oton Rabbonon, Beis Gamu, they didn't want to teach it. The Chomis sent Shluchim, Ve'eviu, Umnim Alexander Shamitzayim. The Chomis said, you know what? We don't need base garment. We'll bring the experts from Egypt. They knew how to bake exactly like them, the Lechem Aponim. But they didn't know how to remove it, to be roided a pass. K'moison, Shalolam Esikim Bachutz, Va'oifim Bachutz, meaning they were massacred, the fire me Bachutz, and the afiyim me Bachutz. They were able to do it based garmer from the inside. Halolu Peter Misapeshes, the Maisa, the ones from Alexandria, they were able to do it, but they couldn't keep it, that it shouldn't get spoiled. Peter Misapeshes, Valolu and Peter Misapeshes. We know that there was a nest. There was a nest that it remained hot from week to week. So what do you mean, Misapeshes? So ain't a chanami. They didn't want to be soymich on that. It was a nest. But the Maisa, that was the difference. So they needed back the base garmu. The Avish that created whatever he did was the Chvoidai Bora. It was the Chvoidai. So Oy Bazoi, it can't be that they have the secret and not revealing it to us. Shenema kol nikra b'shmi l'chvoidai Bora osiv. V'chozru beis garmu l'm koyman. Beis garmu came to check it out. They wanted to see what these experts from Alexandria are going to do. They saw they can't do it. We're exclusive. They went back home. You want us? Go pay for us. And pay me for the travel too. Chozu beis gamal and koyman. Shokhu lem chachom v'loi bo, they didn't come. Kofu lem schon. They doubled the amount of schar. So then a bo. B'chol yoyim oy noitim shteyma samona. They used to take 12 mona. V'ayoyim eskim v'arba. You want us? So we'll take 24. You want us so badly. Rabbi Yudah, usually was 24, by Yom Abba Mishwanat 48. Omelem Chome Mari Isim Shloy Lamed. Why don't you want to teach? Omelem Yoydim Oyushel Beis Abba Shabez Osid Lichorev. We have a Kabbalah from our father's home that this house, the Beis Mikdash, is going to be destroyed. Shema Yilmad Odom Shein Mugun. Maybe someone that's Amugun is going to learn the secret of making the Lechma upon him, that Shem Misapish, Vyelch Vyavad Avadis Kachom and use it in the base of Arizor Bekach. Valdov is a Maskir Noisel Shvach. And that's why at the end of the day, in the following thing, they were Takal Shvach. And that's a maskana with the world of shvach. So mainly that's a pshat in Elu Nemar Shoyim Yerkov is only going on base men kamtzer. That's one pshat. Other pshat is no. Lemaise they still didn't teach it, so it's also lignai. Valdov is a maskir nosel shvach. At least is a nekuda l'shvach. What's a nekuda? Me'olun anin to pas nekiya biyad b'neim. They never had pas nekiya. They always had to have nebuch whole wheat bread. Whole wheat is not a nekiya. Nekiya is much better. Fine flour. Whole wheat is not. So they never had to have whole wheat bread. And it was never passed. It was chisorin in the amol. So they only had shvach. They never have passed the kiyah. Why? Shalayoyim rumi maise lechem aponim ze nizoinim. They didn't want anyone to accuse them that they're using lechem aponim's bread. So they had the shvach eschoyre lekayim hashenema. V'oyisem nikiyim Hashem Yisol. A person has to be nikiyim. Don't cause other people to talk about you negatively. You might be a machshel other people to be moitzi shemra on you. So maybe v'oyisem nikiyim Hashem Yisol. Zok moshe beis haftinus lechotz lam da maise akteres. Tor rabbanu beis haftinus lechim maise akteres. V'loy rotzu lelamed. They didn't want to teach about the Maizak Torahs. Shochachom Eviyu, Umnim, Alexander, Shemitzayim, Yodim, Lefatim, Kamoisim. They knew the Mefatim, all the different Samonim. V'lo Yoyodim, Lahalas, Oshin, Kamoisim. One of the Samonim is Malo Oshin, straight up a pillar. Shalalolu, Metamer, V'oilu, Kamakal. The ones from Beis Aftinas, they knew how to make the Oshin go up like a stick. Shalalolu, Maftir, Lekan, Lekan. It went sideways. So the Maize, it was Chisorin. It didn't work out. Uchashom, Chomidov, Omru, Komash, Borakosh, Bokh, Lechvoidoi, Bogoi. Shenema, Kopola, Shem, Lamaneu. So it can't be. Now the Bach over here points out, Koma Shabbat, Kosh Bach, Chavid, Boga, Shenema, Kipol, Shem, Lamaneu, Vikosha, Fekta Bach. Loma Lem, Tam, Zeh, why did it come on to this reason? Tapek Lem, Mishu, Mala Oshon. If you're lacking one of the ingredients of the Kteres, Yechai, Misa, and if you're lacking the Mala Oshon, the ingredient, the herb, so Mishu, Mala Oshon, Davale, Bir, Ekonis, it's like it's lacking the Samonim. Vim, Chisa, Achs, Mikol, Samonel, Chai, Misa, Kedisa, Felk, Pelk, Hey, Daphne Gimel. So, Mela, that's the reason why they needed them. Not just because Kol Pashem Lamaneu. Zogmav v'chozo beis Aftinas Mekoyim. Aftinas says, you need me? I'm going the other direction. Sholchlem chom, they sent to come back. V'lebo koflem schon de dabadir. Ma'adu vo v'chol yom ha'inayt and shemes amon avay yom esim ha'aba. Chibidam v'chol yom esim ha'aba yom abba mishmoyno. Omlem chom emari yitzim shalam. Why didn't you teach? Omru yon yon yushal beis abba shabai zeh osim lichorev. Omru shama yilmad onim shenim ugun v'yelach v'yavad abadis chovim. V'kach. V'adov zeh maskir yon oysel shvach. And the following thing they were talking niska l'shvach. V'olam l'yotzus kalam v'usemes mibotein. A kalam never left with any perfume. Because they shouldn't be choished them, they're using the kteres. When they married someone, must in imo, they made a stipulation that tonight in the marriage, shloitis basim, the woman can never put on perfume. Shloyoyim rumi ma'isak teres misbasim. The kaim hashnev oisim nikim hashem yisrael. Tanya amar Rabbi Shmuel pamachzu yisi malach baderech matzosi echem bnei bneim. I was once traveling and I've met a descendant, one of the descendants of Beis. What was this? Beis Aftinas. Yeah, and Beis Aftinas. Omar to lahav esecha bikshel lahalbeis kvoidon. Your forefathers were just interested in their own covet. To marry their covet, they're exclusive. They're the only ones that know. V'rotz lemait kvoidem mokim. What do I mean? Mait kvoidem mokim. Achshav kvoid mokim bimkoymoi. The Eibush is covered bimkoymoi. Nothing got diminished from the Eibush is covered. Yes, it was a churban, but lemaisa the Eibush is still the Eibush. The molikolot kvoidoi. There's not this mait in the covet. You didn't accomplish. Umiat kvoidom. But your covet is down because now everyone is masking you looking high. Om Rabbi Kiva, Pamachas Sochli Yishmoel, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Luga, Pamachas Yetzosi, I traveled, Aniva Echem Ibn Eim, one of their descendants, the Soda, the Laket Asovim, to gather Asovim, V'ro'isi, and I saw Shesoch Kubocha. This descendant was crying and laughing. Om Atalim Ben Mabachisa, why are you crying? Omli covet Avoisa and Iskati. I'm remembering the covet of my forefathers. They knew the secret which Asovim, which herbs to pick. So why are you laughing? Omeli, David's going to give us back this profession. That we'll be the ones that make the ktoros. Why suddenly reminding now? Omeli, Milo Oshin Kenegdi. I see the Milo Oshin. I see the special herb, this asif that causes the Milo Oshin straight up like a makkel. Heruli, show it to me. Omeli, Shvuah, we have a Shvuah. Shein Marin Oysel Cholodom. So that's why he couldn't show it to him, to Reb Shmuel ben Luga. Reb Kiva repeated what Reb Shmuel ben Luga told him. The last Gemara, Om Rabbi Yechim ben Uri, Pamachas, Motzosi, Zokin, Echad, Megillah, Samonim, Biyodoi. He had a Megillah of all the Samonim written out. Omar Tiloi. So Reb Yechim ben Uri said, Me'ein Ato, where are you from? Omni, Beis Aftinas, I'm a descendant of Beis Aftinas. Me'vdes Tinas Ani. Umar Biyotra, what's in your hand? Omni, Megillah, Samonim. Heruli, show it to me. When my forefathers were alive, they never gave it over to anyone. Nadir, take it for yourself. Be careful about it, that you shouldn't get it fall into the hands of a tzduki or someone that's going to be over with it. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, when I said this over to Rabbi Kiva, Omali, me'ato, from henceforthward, also l'sapa v'gnuson. Shall Elu, you can't talk against him. You see, he gave it over to you. Takaf l'shem shemaim dik cheshbon. Mikan Oma ben Azay b'shimcha yikuucha u'bimkoimcha yoshivucha. That means zog Rashi lo yidak odom loy ma'ploini yikapech panosi. This person take away my panosa. Ki alkocha b'shem yikuucha lovei v'loshim bimkoimcha. Everything is accounted for. You don't have to worry about your panosa being taken away. They were worried that someone's going to take it. Everything is going to fall into place at the end. Umizog the Gemara umishalcha yitulcha. What's yours will become to you. Nishkeim brekels from someone else is going to go to you that you don't deserve. Einam negeah b'muchon l'chaveiroi v'ein machos negeah b'chaveirot afilu k'mo le'nimo. Zogt Rashi, k'loim aloi mishalem u'masna, u'masna, ela mezoinets k'tzuvim l'chomen ha'shamayim. Your mezoinets don't come from someone else, it's kotzuv exactly. V'ein machos negeah b'chaveirot k'shigia zman ha'malchus lipol v'tamet acheres lo ya'ach ha'zman k'mo le'nimo. It's going to be exactly when one malchus is supposed to stand. Ela misha zman ha'lipol b'laylo nefilas b'laylo shnema. So everything is accounted for, and one is not negev chaver.
And the famous Ebenezer says that's the is of leisachmoid. If a person realizes that what a person has belongs to him, and what someone else has doesn't belong to him, it's not becoming to him, so there's no reason for someone to be choymed and to be jealous of someone else. Ein odem negeah b'muchel chaveroi v'malchus negeah b'chaveret afilu k'meloi nimo. There's no reason to be jealous. What I have is meant for me, and what he has is not meant for me. So it's not going to touch one iota. And the Maral in Hagodesh of Pesach, in the drushes over there, he brings in Shabbos Hagodol, he says that's pshat in k'meloi nimo. Because what's pshat k'meloi nimo? Why do you compare it to the hairs of a head? Because just like every hair has its own yenika, and every pore provides the growth for every individual hair, and two saris and a yonik from one pore so too a person or a malchus are not negea b'shel chaveiro k'mloi nima. Every here has an individual poor. So every person's parnosa is mine, it's not negated to him. El net mish for me, it doesn't take away from me, etc. And that's the nimshal and the mashal nimshal dafka to a saira to k'mloi nima. We'll stop over here, the top of Lamed Ches on the base.